Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to the voice of the American Redoubt. We are broadcasting from the Free Zones, from Patriot Territory, Studio C, the undisclosed Studio C location, going out on Black Echo Audio as well, remote broadcasting over the FM and the AM dials all over the country. Thank you guys. The Black Echo radio stations that are rebroadcasting tonight's show and previous shows throughout the weekends. And as you guys practice and train, good stuff. Lots of stuff to practice for right now. We've got operators that are ops checking their gear around Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi areas. Not Missouri. Mississippi and Louisiana, where looks like a double punch is coming. Hurricane Marco and Tropical Storm Laura, which is supposed to or expected to become a hurricane, right on the heels of Marco, on the same path. So we've got Amron is currently at AMCON 3, which we were already at AMCON 3. We're remaining at AMCON 3 because of the increased probability of a major conventional communications grid disruption. So our operators are standing by. They are checking their gear. They're getting ready. They're already on the air. And starting tomorrow, midday, they're going to be increasing the numbers on the air to be monitoring for folks reaching out for help over the subsequent days and throughout the rest of the week, I'm sure. This is episode 20-29. This another Sunday evening here in the American Redoubt. Hope you guys are all blessed. Thank you guys for your support and your prayers, your encouragement, all your positive feedback. It's been really great having my wife, Lady Liberty, joining me on segment 4 and, of course, expanding into the daily commute, which we are doing now out of Spokane on 96.5 FM. On the AM dial at 630 AM and live streaming. And that has been a great experience. Lots of really great feedback from you guys. Lots of great letters, emails from you guys. And some pretty deep questions about some of the things that we're facing. We'll be answering some of those questions. Things are, you know, getting more serious out there. And so we will be answering some of those listener letters, hopefully tomorrow morning, the one, if we can get to it in time. We've got several things to talk about if we can get to it. If not, we'll get to it on Tuesday. But, a guy asking for prayer for a guy in his prayer support group through his church who might be losing his job because they're mandating that he wears a mask, and he's not going to. So he'll probably lose his job this week. These are the times when we are faced with the proposition of having to make very serious life decisions coming up, because it's not just about a mask. It's about control. It's about slavery versus being free. And it is also about being the first steps toward a campaign of bringing citizens around the world under control, eventually total control. It won't be about masks. It will be about vaccines, which will be tied to nanotechnology with dissolvable needles, which will put Luciferian light-emitting designs and shapes under your skin that can be readable with scanners that will verify that it is safe for you to travel or attend events or go into a store or conduct financial transactions. And you guys all know where this is going, right? So things are getting, here we are. I remember as a prepper, we'll get into the news and commentary here in just a sec, but you know, over the years, kind of being into preparedness and being a patriot, I've heard so many people say, you know, I keep hearing this, oh, there's a collapse coming, oh, there's this is going to, economic collapse, and the end of the world as we know it, or the apocalypse, or all of this, but it never happens. Well, here it is. We are right on the edge of it. And there's been a lot of things throughout history where people saw writing on the wall. They saw danger coming. They saw storm clouds on the horizon. And they said, hey, by all indications, danger is coming, it looks like. And people said, ah, you guys keep saying that. And then it happens. So you do what you know is right and don't look to the left or the right. You stay focused on the task ahead. So we're going to keep talking about this. We're going to get through this 2020 Patriots, the remnant, side by side, right? Together. The real, we're all in this together, because we're not all in this together. It's only a remnant that's in this together. The rest of them are in it together, but they have a totally different mission, totally different goal, that they're in it together. It doesn't have our best interest at heart. So let's get into the news and commentary. The news and commentary brought to you by Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, husband and wife, authors. He's the author of the 299 Days book series. She is the author of the 3 book series, A Great State. Those are all out on audiobook, and they also have their own Prepping 2.0 podcast now, doing very well. And the address is prepping2-0, taking your preps to the next level. Okay, so first, right off the bat, Melbourne authorities are going to use surveillance drones to catch people not wearing masks. It will also scan for cars more than 5 kilometers from home, because that would be in violation of these draconian measures that they need to do to save lives. Oh, and forget about, a shotgun would take care of that, because, well, the Aussies allow themselves to be disarmed. But coming up on what, 20 years ago? They allowed themselves to be disarmed. So, although the government, the Prime Minister of Australia last week said, he's basically said he wants mandatory vaccines for everyone. Well, of course, there's quite an uproar over that. So he's backpedaled, but don't believe it. If they're backpedaling, it's only lip service, because they know that they've disarmed the citizenry. They can do whatever they want. Nobody can stop them. And nobody's going to stop them. There'll be small pockets of resistance, but no, they pretty much set themselves up to be conquered by globalists and their agenda. Authorities in Melbourne, Australia, will use high-tech surveillance drones to catch people outside not wearing masks, as well as to scan for vehicles that are in violation of curfew by being more than 5 kilometers from home. High-powered drones will be used to find people not wearing their masks. This came from 7 News, Melbourne, out of Melbourne. They'll also be used to ensure that skate parks and playgrounds remain empty. The surveillance devices can be flown up to a distance of 7 kilometers, produce images so clear they can read a vehicle's number plates from 500 meters away. And they're saying police are preparing to launch their aerial arsenal as part of a crackdown on COVID rule breakers. High-powered drones will be used to find people not wearing masks and cars too far from home. This is right out of 1984. Matter of fact, I'm thinking he wasn't creative enough. But George Orwell was all over it. But it was just a fictional story, and people that adhere to that kind of stuff are just, you know, frothing at the mouth over. Those are the kind of people that just love conspiracy theories, not to be taken seriously, right? Breitbart News, during a press conference on Thursday, Chicago mayor and Beetlejuice impersonator Lori Lightfoot defended banning protesters on her block by enforcing laws against protests at residential homes by stating that she, her family, and her home have received threats. And, quote, "I'm going to do everything I can do to make sure they are protected." Lightfoot also stated that she has a, quote, "a right to make sure my home is secure." You get that? Mayor Beetlejuice doesn't think that you should be able to defend your home, or that your home, you have a right to be safe in your neighborhood, while the looks like Mogadishu in parts of Chicago. And they want to disarm people from being able to defend themselves. Well, she sets up her own security around her block because she has a right to be safe at her home. Just let that settle in. Here is a sad story, but it's turning out better all the time. Police made a second arrest in the attack of a 7-year-old Trump supporter outside of the Democratic National Committee convention. A 21-year-old Cameron Amy was arrested Saturday, just one day after Olivia Winslow was arrested and charged for the same attack against a 7-year-old boy. They were also charged with robbery for stealing the hat, conspiracy, and endangering the welfare of a child in the attack on the 7-year-old Riley. So this was they were showing support for our president, and somebody comes and takes the hat. I think it was his mother, punches her in the face, throws the hat. The boy goes to pick up the hat. They stomp on his fingers. These are vile creatures. These Democrats are not even, they're not even Democrats. They're calling themselves Democrats. These are communist revolutionaries. Wake up, people. That's what we're up against. Nothing less. It is none other than communist revolution taking place in American streets. Redoubt News, speaking of that, and not just on the streets, but behind the scenes and behind the veils. Big tech takedown of conservative groups. This happened last week. We put a notification out on the Amron Team app. As soon as the dominoes started falling, all of these Facebook pages from militias, I started getting texts from people, Amron operators who are in militias or in the 3% or in Oath Keepers saying, "Hey, whoa, my Facebook page just got wiped out." And then another one, "Hey, mine just got wiped out." So we put the alert out to everybody so they can start, you know, quickly getting alternative communications together, because believe it or not, some of these organizations, militias, 3% groups, and others, they were using Facebook as their primary communications method to coordinate with everybody in their group. So yes, they can rebuild it. They can start getting a hold of, you know, they can start putting all this back together and using alternatives. But guys, come on. I mean, come on. You should definitely be setting up secure email, a phone list, and then email. Start using Signal with, you know, Signal secure texting apps among the people that you do share your phone numbers with. And there's anonymous ways to do that as well, where you don't have to give up your personal phone number, but there's MeWe or MeWe, M-E-W-E. There's several here, and the bottom line is these guys are not on our side. We've got militias, 3%, Oath Keepers, all these groups that they said they are taking down, these extremist groups that have called for violence in the past. Well, that's not really true, because most of these groups, almost, I would say probably almost all of them, have not ever called for violence or mentioned anything violent or anything like that at all. I mean, a lot of these guys, they're doing fundraisers and hauling bottled water. They're participating in search and rescue, helping their local sheriffs and things like this. 3% groups also were listed. They were all pulled. But interestingly enough, a lot of these Antifa groups are still remaining up. They're saying, well, we're pulling down Antifa websites too. But as of a couple days ago, they were still up, while all the militia, Oath Keeper, and 3% groups and other radical groups were all taken down. And yes, they did take down some of the protest, the Antifa groups that have openly called and been involved directly in hostile actions, but a lot of them are still left up. So this is clearly politically motivated. This is a move to take down, disrupt conservative right-wing groups from being able to coordinate and communicate and share information with one another. So anyway, we're looking at there's a whole bunch of alternatives out there that are posted. Go to check out redoubtnews.com. There's a whole bunch of listing of alternatives, which we've covered, you know, multiple times. I don't have the list right in front of me right now. I don't know why. I just don't. So, all right, let's take a break. Come back. Segment two right after this. Segment two, what am I going to cover there? A hit piece on radical right-wing militia groups. Well, it's not really them. They're attacking patriots. This is a psychological operation to try to force conservative elected officials into distancing themselves from conservative patriots. Meanwhile, they're not, interestingly enough, these journalists, they're not calling for leftists to distance themselves from communist revolutionaries. Anyway, we'll talk about that when we get back. This is Radio Free Redoubt, winding out segment one. Stay right there.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies.
Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt, here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real-life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Go to 299days.com to learn more. Back, segment two, Voice of the American Redoubt. That's what we're doing here. We're putting out the voice of the American Redoubt. Thank you guys for being with us. I want to thank Selkirk Mountain Real Estate for helping us get that voice out and be that voice for you guys. SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com is the website, helping folks like you get strategically relocated to the upper part of the panhandle of Idaho, if that's where you've got your sights set. Get here as a relocatee strategically, not as a refugee. And time is running out. Check them out today. Okay, now there's an article that came out. I love just like ripping on these. It's a great opportunity. And also to help strengthen you guys a little bit. I guess to edify the patriot community, because sometimes when folks see this, they're like, oh man, did you see this piece where they said some bad things? So they're trying to make somebody look bad. They're trying to make this elected official look bad, you know, and I really like them. Well, good. You should like them. They're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot and elected in an elected official position, and you should be backing them. They need your backing. You're looking at them to be fighting for you while they're in the legislature, right? Or while they're at the county commissioner board meetings or whatever they're doing. You expect for them to be fighting for you. Well, you need to be fighting for them. They need you to be fighting for them too. Not just on the election, on the re-election campaign trail, where they're needing people to go put out signs and talk to people and make flyers and, I mean, be part of the army, right? To keep the patriots in these positions, in these leadership positions, Christians, This is like what Lady Liberty and I have talked about a lot, where this is how you love your brother. You ensure that the government that's supposed to be protecting them, protecting your fellow citizens, is and isn't robbing from them, right? To make sure that you have people of integrity, God-fearing, liberty-loving, conservative Christian patriots that are going to protect our heritage, fight for our values, that you're supporting them. That's how you love your fellow Americans, your brothers. But here's this article in the Idaho Statesman. Now, the type of content, now Idaho, red state, conservative. All right, don't let these people fool you because they put Idaho in their name. These people are really nothing other than leftist, Marxist, communist propaganda spin doctors is all they are. They spin information. They twist things. They're extremely biased toward the left. So the IdahoStatesman.com, written by these three girls or freaks or whatever they are. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. That's not very Christian. But Julia Frankel, Mara Hoplomazaniminum, or hoplophobe, or something, I don't know. Mara something, Hoplomazion. Malika Tapper. So, just, I don't know. Well, it was just yesterday this came out. What this article basically starts off saying is Republican leaders in Idaho have ties to a rising militia and extremist movement. What is that extremist movement? Well, this spun off apparently from an Oregonian newspaper article interviewing Brandon Curtis, then president of 3% of Idaho. Now this guy turned out to be embezzling money, and they're starting off with a guy that's, for all practical purposes, really was not a good guy. And he got in trouble with the law. He got arrested, and I guess he's doing time for it. But he was involved with the 3%, right? So they got to frame this whole article up, first of all, saying these Republicans in Idaho are aligning themselves with people like this. Well, what's people like this? Like this, Brandon Curtis ripped a bunch of people off with this property management company, and that's the kind of people that are in 3%ers. And here's the story. Okay, so that's how they started off. But militia groups and extremist ideologies are slinking from the political fringe onto the ballot in Idaho, where far-right groups have used the coronavirus pandemic and protests for racial justice as a vehicle to amplify their movement. So they're slithering in from the fringes. Well, first of all, these extremist groups are called people that believe in the Constitution and Christian heritage. And by the way, here's another thing too. These leftists don't get. Militias are part of our Constitution and part of our heritage. I know they don't like it. They wish it wasn't true. They would like it to go away, which is why they're trying to erase our history and demonize a concept and a people that are very much a part of our American heritage. It is American. It's not the America they wish that we were, and they're trying to change us away from and towards something totally different, but it still is. The fact is, militias are part of our Constitution. Matter of fact, it's part of the Constitution that these elected officials have sworn an oath to uphold and defend. And not, they don't get to uphold and defend the parts of the Constitution they like. They have to uphold and defend all of the Constitution. And if you are an American, you will like all of it. Not to say there isn't areas that could be improved and strengthened where weasels have found their ways to get in there and take rights away from people by learning how to become a constitutional expert only so that they can learn how they can bend and twist it and weasel rights away from people. But extremist groups, back to the article, extremist groups have gained ground in all levels of state leadership. Once again, what's an extremist group? People that stand for traditional marriage as being between a man and a woman. That's extreme. People who believe you should not be able to rip an unborn baby to pieces in its mother's womb, right up until the time that she's ready to have the baby. We don't want to have Sharia law, which is in conflict with a Republican form of government, and we're opposed to bringing in mass migration of Islamic communities to fundamentally transform our state. The list goes on and on. We believe that firearms are not for hunting, that they are to stand as a barrier between the citizens and a tyrannous government. These are extreme ideologies, okay, that Christ died, rose from the dead, and is returning for his church, that the biblical principles that we stand for today are the same principles this country was founded on in the first place. That Christianity is American. America is Christianity. That's our heritage. That's the foundations of this nation. So these are extremist ideologies, right? Those that believe that we should protect our borders, that's extreme. So, from precinct chairs to the state's lieutenant governor, some leaders in Idaho City, county, and state government affiliate or sympathize with American redoubt and militia movements. Some residents fear dire consequences. Well, some residents fear dire consequences because they're probably communists, and communists should fear the dire consequences of espousing and advancing communist, which is anti-American, ideals in an area that is heavily controlled by patriots, people that love God, they love America, they believe in the Constitution and the rule of law. They don't want anything other than a republic to live under, and they want to be free. Those kind of people, and being armed. And people that don't want to compromise and give up who they are so that they can become something that somebody else who's a communist wants them to become, those residents should fear dire consequences because they don't ask nicely. Communists are sneaky. They're the ones who have done all the slithering. And now they are demanding that we adopt an ideology that is diametrically opposed to who we are. We say no, and now we're dangerous and extreme. But this article, check this out. As Black Lives Matter protests reach small towns across the country after the police killing of George Floyd this summer, some demonstrators in Idaho were met with groups of armed civilians. Among them were men affiliated with the far-right militia movement, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's not only nothing wrong with it, it's the right thing to do. It is part of our heritage. It's part of our Constitution. An extremist movement with anti-government roots. False. There are people that are anti-government, both on the left and the right. I see more anti-government people on the left. Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Saying F the police, down with the system. We are going to tear down the system. We are going to burn down the plantation. Get rid of, defund the police. Who is anti-government? You lying, duplicitous weasels, propagandists for the communists. That's all you are. You're liars. Why are you not denouncing Black Lives Matter, which is deeply rooted in communism? How about Antifa, who's deeply rooted in fascism? Or, no, they're deeply rooted in communism, rather. They're anti-fascism. They are truly, Antifa is against fascism. They didn't want the Italian influence of fascist-style governance to influence Hitler. They wanted him to adopt communism. So they protested fascism because they preferred communism. That's where they get the name Antifa. Their symbol is exactly the same as it was in the 1930s. But, well, see, they're not anti-fascism today, even though they just use that same terminology. They're actually anti-capitalist today, which is a Marxist ideology. Coeur d'Alene, a town in northern Idaho, saw armed residents show up to unofficially guard businesses and civilians, and they forgot to add police, a tactic which many told the Statesman amounted to intimidation. Excellent! Excellent. Okay, so when you have armed revolutionaries who are planning to be operational in an area who decide not to go operational because of a deterrent, the deterrent being a large, overwhelming, armed civilian force, intimidated the communist Marxist revolutionaries to the point it altered their plans. So, some people told the Statesman this amounted to intimidation. Well, give the student a star. You learned a new word. It's called intimidation. In Sandpoint, 50 miles north, a group of armed men intimidated and harassed protesters, shouting racist expletives and spewing exhaust fumes onto a small group of mainly students. Right. I was there. And I didn't see harassing. Oh, they felt harassed because we were there. There was no shouting of racist expletives. There was no spewing of exhaust fumes that I saw on a small group of, I saw a group of mainly students walking by with their signs and everybody just kind of looked at each other. I don't know where this is plain. Well, anyway, I'm not even going to, that's childish garbage. So the mayor of Sandpoint, Shelby Rognenstad, said fears that local leaders were on the side of armed groups are justified. In his views, he said anti-government ideologies have become entrenched in the Idaho government itself. Listen to that statement by Shelby Ronstad, the mayor of Sandpoint, who's a leftist. He's saying that anti-government ideologies have become entrenched in the Idaho government. Why would somebody in the government, we're talking about people in the government calling them anti-government. But see, we know the truth. We know the truth of what this really is. We have this strong anti-government ideology that has, in many ways, taken hold of our democracy. Yes! And we see that that clearly here in Idaho, Ronstad said. This is the whole sentence right here. And then I'm going to move on. I'm going to close out this. They go after Heather Scott. They go after... Oh, geez, the three percenters, the Oath Keepers, Lieutenant Governor Janice McEachin, God bless her, she's a patriot, because she stood and did a photo op with three percenters, which they're calling a racist group. These guys are using the SPLC as their subject matter research experts on what extremism is. So they lost all credibility right there. But here is the crux of all of it. This is the mayor, a leftist mayor. This is what he said. We have this strong anti-government ideology that has in many ways taken hold of our democracy. And we see that clearly here in Idaho. Okay, we are not a democracy. We are a republic. You, leftist communists, have been trying to turn this into a democracy for decades. We stand against it. And you say you're anti-government. No, we're anti-democracy. We're pro-republic. Okay, saying that we are anti-government is like finding a guy is beating his wife in the parking lot, and you grab the guy and you pin him up against the car, and the crowd comes running, yelling at you, saying, "Why are you anti-husband?" Are you getting it? We're not anti-government. We're anti-abusive government. And a democracy is abuse. It is mob rule. It is the opposite of the rule of law under a republic, a constitutional republic. And that's why these guys are scared. That's why they're writing these articles, because we have taken hold of their democracy, squeezing the life out of it, and restoring or replacing it with a republic like it's supposed to be. Anyways, take a break. There's more, but that's enough for you to chew on for right now. Segment 3 coming up, and then Lady Liberty after that. Radio Free Redoubt here. Stay right there.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
There is no retreat but in submission and slavery. Our chains are forged. Their clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. The war is inevitable. And let it come! I repeat it, sir. Let it come! It is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, "Peace! Peace!" But there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God! I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
We're back. Segment 3 of Radio Free Redoubt, brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design, patriot-owned business, helping folks like you get the most out of your property as far as food production, laying it out for alternative energy, defensibility, really laying it out like a pro prepper, but maybe that's not your area of expertise. You need some help with that. Check them out at strategiclandscapedesign.com, and they have remote services as well. All right, now I was going to cover a part of an article by John Guandolo from Unconstrained Analytics about some of the useful idiot Republicans who went to speak at the Democrat National Committee event this last week. It's sad. The Republican Party has shifted to the left. Now, if you are where the Republican Party was, well, let me just put it this way. If the founding fathers of this country were here today, A, they'd instantly be labeled extremists. B, the SPLC would be calling for them to be arrested. And C, the founding fathers would tell us, why have you not locked and loaded yet? I mean, how did you guys let things get this far? Imagine what they would say. Now, imagine if we're trying to respond today to whether it's a mask mandate or whether it's whatever it is, this leftist agenda. Why would we worry at all about what they have to say or think about us? Who cares what a communist thinks about you? Who cares if they're not happy about your choices? If Thomas Jefferson or John Adams or George Washington or any of these guys were standing there, and then you've got this SPLC guy calling you this radical, hateful extremist, who do you really care is impressed with what you have to say or supports you or who is opposed to your ideologies? What if Jesus was standing there? Now, I was going to get into this article, but I'm having so much fun with this Idaho Statesman article, I'm going to actually continue through with this because I still have more to say about it. Because I want to strengthen you guys as patriots. When you see this kind of stuff, don't be shaken by it. These guys are desperate. They are reaching for straws. They're grasping at the air for everything. They're losing their grip. Now, they're making headway. Make no mistake about it. The communists in this country, on a strategic level, are making major headway. You need to be in the fight, okay? But locally, in these areas where you have conservative red areas, they're holding their ground. And the harder the left fights, it seems like the more they lose and the more desperate they get. So, Idaho State Representative Heather Scott, Republican from Idaho, Blanchard, expressed outward support for the Oath Keepers. Oh, well, this is like an indictment. Like this, we should be going through this letter. Okay, we're going to be giving away awards. All right? These are not indictments. This is what the left doesn't understand about the people of Idaho. Because this is, well, they're trying to frame this up like this is a negative thing. But the only people that see it that way are the people in their own echo chamber, like the SPLC types and the BLM, the Black Lives Matter types, the people that are already sold out to communism. Everybody has already chosen their sides. Nobody's going to be won over to the other side at this point. Nobody in Black Lives Matter is going to sit there and spew their rhetoric and make a conservative Christian patriot go, well, you know, you make a good point. I guess I'll join your side now. No conservative patriot is going to have a rational conversation with a BLM that's going to get through because their thinking, their mentality, they can't even grasp rational thinking. They can't think logically. So you're not going to win a communist over either. Both sides are deeply entrenched and invested in what they stand for, and neither is going to budge. But they're going to try, so they put these articles out. So this is like written like an indictment. What they really don't know is actually making the case for a citation, as in an award. Idaho State Representative Heather Scott has expressed outward support for the Oath Keepers. Even taking the oath herself. Well, guess what? When you're an elected official, it's in the Constitution. You have to take an oath. Did these communists not even realize this? She even took the oath herself. Well, if you don't, it's actually illegal. You cannot even become an elected official until you're sworn in and take the oath. Scott did not respond to requests for comment. That's because she's leaving the comments to JJS. Because I can get away with saying stuff that she probably, well, might get in trouble for. Many elected officials show their support or interest online by liking groups on Facebook. Well, that was until Facebook went and purged all the patriots. But you're right. Sandpoint Police Chief Corey Kuhn likes the North Idaho Militia, while the Bonner County Commissioner Dan McDonald, whoa, patriot, likes Facebook groups such as the Oath Keepers of Bonner County. These elected officials who took an oath actually like people that are Oath Keepers. This is preposterous. Something must be done. Yes, re-elect them. So he likes the Oath Keepers of Shoshone County, the real 3%ers of Idaho, so do I, Liberty for All 3%, 3% of Patriot Riders, 3% United Patriots, and the Idaho Lightfoot Militia. These guys are all, they're all patriots. Matter of fact, Chief Corey Kuhn, the guy needs a pay raise. County Commissioner Dan McDonald, he needs to be reelected. Great, he's a pastor too. He's a Black Robe Regiment pastor. We don't have enough of them. The statesman contacted all the militia groups liked by elected officials. Each group either declined to comment or did not respond to requests for comments. Good for them. They're getting it. They're finally learning. McDonald said that he was not part of the Oath Keeper or 3% organization, but that he knew some members and leaders. Well, good for him. He needs to get to know more of them. He said he doesn't see the activities of these groups, which he described as getting together and becoming proficient with firearms, as extreme. That's right. It's called an American duty. It's a free citizen's duty. That's called American heritage. But these people are so far removed from American heritage, they don't even understand that. That's extreme to them. They need to put down their pen and step away until they learn a few things about America and American heritage. They obviously were not raised right to be acting as journalists writing about patriots in this way. They're incompetent. They're grossly incompetent. Another Bonner County Commissioner, Stephen Bradshaw. Yay! Now that... Oh, yeah, I got it mixed up. No, I didn't mean Dan McDonald. I meant Stephen Bradshaw. He's a Patriot pastor. He's a Black Robe Regiment pastor. He likes the Oath Keepers of Kootenai County and the Oath Keepers of Bonner County. Asked for comment, Bradshaw wrote, quote, "If you want to report on something, how about the governor's recent overreach of powers? That would be good journalism." I love it. I love this guy. He's awesome. Stephen Bradshaw. Needs another one. Needs to be reelected. The Facebook profiles of some local officials in Coeur d'Alene and Kootenai County more broadly show similarities. Leslie Duncan, whoa, another patriot. Leslie Duncan, one of three Kootenai County commissioners, and Brent Regan, whoa, another patriot. The Kootenai County Republican Party chairman like Redoubt News, as they should. Duncan did not respond to requests for comment. Good job. The connections aren't confined to Facebook. Regan wrote, this is Brent Regan, great guy, great patriot. So he has just been on the front fighting edge for our heritage and for American values, continuously being attacked by leftist communists. He needs an award. Regan wrote an article for Redoubt News criticizing the Panhandle Health District's recent decision to mandate masks in Kootenai County. All right, thank you, Idaho Statesman, for nominating Regan for a Citizen Patriot Award, for taking the time to write that article for the Redoubt News. And by the way, if you want to learn what real journalism is, why don't you just read some of Redoubt News' articles for a while and stop writing about stuff that you don't know and you're losing credibility. The more you write, the worse you make yourself look. Just stop. Save yourself the embarrassment. Stop typing. Stop writing. Just go read some conservative, real patriot journalism. All right. He compared Redoubt News to the New York Times in an email. They're not that big. They're way not that big. The New York Times is huge. Redoubt News is not nearly as big as the New York Times. But apparently he did compare Redoubt News to the New York Times in an email to the Statesman. And he wrote that Redoubt News is a name where Redoubt refers to a geographic area in a similar way that New York Times refers to the city of New York. But it's kind of hard to compare them because Redoubt News is, they're patriots. They love America. they espouse American ideals. They're not anti-American. So Redoubt News really can't even be compared to the New York Times. They're way better. He rejected the Southern Poverty Law Center's description of the Redoubt movement as extremist. Well, good. And who cares what the Southern Poverty Law Center thinks or says about anything? And that's what he said. Using SPLC as a source metric is no way to establish credibility. That's right, girls. That's another thing you did to, well, destroy what credibility you may have had left, is to start quoting the SPLC in your articles. But I don't know. Maybe that's what they taught you in your high school journalist class or something. But Representative Scott has ties to Ammon Bundy. Of course she does. Probably racism and Hitler and everything else too. But anyway, I'm reaching the end of this, and now I finally got tired of talking about it. But that was kind of fun. These are kind of fun to just shred and tear apart. And it's kind of like giving my dog an empty hamburger wrapper. But anyway, we'll take a break. Come back, Lady Liberty, segment four. We've got some serious stuff to talk about here, and we'll get everything wrapped up. Won't be too long. It'll be a short segment. So anyway, stay right there. This is Radio Free Freedom.
Number three on our list of obligations is to understand socialism and all the cunning disguises in which it presents itself to the American people. Our fourth obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist. This is a very vitally important need. Thousands of good, loyal Americans have been duped into actually aiding the communist, simply because they did not look carefully before they joined some high-sounding venture, or before they more or less blindly advocated some course of action.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, North Idaho. For years, we've specialized in locating and securing the best survivalist retreats in the most sustainable area America has to offer. The clean and abundant fresh water found in North Idaho's springs, creeks, lakes, and rivers are the primary reason folks come here, as nothing is more important than water. Excellent seasons, rich soils, and clean Rocky Mountain air make for an ideal growing environment with no threat of tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. The best part of North Idaho is her people, friendly conservatives with beliefs deeply rooted in the Constitution and a sense of community. I want to invite you and your family to join us here, to secure a peaceful future in a place that will sidestep much of the chaos that we all know is coming. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us. Revrealty.us. And may God bless you.
All right, welcome back to the fourth and final segment of Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting from the Free Zones. Welcome, all of you, in occupied territory, especially if you're outside the wire. California, a lot of people are not going back to California because California's burning. It's on fire. We're getting smoke here in the American Redoubt. People are saying it's from the California fires. So it's burning. They are under judgment. What do you think of that, Lady Liberty?
Well, it could be. That really could be. Biblically speaking, it says that rain is the blessing from the Lord. And so...
That's right. So lack of rain
therefore, a curse. Yes, could possibly be that.
Yeah. Sorry, so, I didn't have your... I did not have your microphone turned up right there at the first. I don't know if you could hear. You probably couldn't hear that, huh?
Nope.
You could hear it in your headphones.
Right.
All right. Well, anyway. Well, we got... a few things to talk about here in the last couple of minutes or a few minutes of the show, segment four. I went long in a couple of the other segments, but we're talking about the Ninth Amendment. Australia, had just put out a word this last week that they are going to look at mandating vaccines. Now, Virginia is mandating vaccines. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow morning with Virginia.
Yep.
The state that was flipped by Maoists.
Yeah, that was what we were describing, that, you know, tracing the Chinese link with everything, which I think is really important to keep in the forefront of everybody's minds, because when you have Maoists driving different aspects of an election that are working against the president that is trying to be reelected, right? You know, I mean, that's very, very significant. You've got a foreign country funding different things that are actually working against his reelection.
Yep.
And so, I mean, my goodness, if this was happening back when, you know, well, we all remember when Trump ran for the first time, right?
That's right.
How much of an investigation was launched because did Russia have anything to do with it, right? You know?
Oh, I
and
know.
I mean, that was huge. That was huge that they were thinking that any kind of foreign intrusion into our elections could, you know, but, I mean, it screws stuff up. I mean, yeah. It's illegal. It's illegal as all get out.
Absolutely.
So the fact that you've got Maoists that have flipped a state to a Democrat state.
Right.
And it's a Chinese virus that we, you know, has decimated our nation and the world, you know, at this point. And so then you've also got a Maoist flipped state that is the first state to decide to support a mandatory vaccine.
Right.
When you have... the Chinese are also the ones that are supporting the vaccine producer, Bill Gates.
Right? And I would say that they might be the first one, but they're not going to be the last ones.
Right.
Because we've seen this wave. As soon as one person comes up with a stupid, retarded policy, it seems like about 15 other states go, yeah, us too. Well, we're going to do it too.
Right. And we know exactly where that comes from.
Well, I'm surprised it didn't come from Inflee first.
Well, it's the Council of Governors.
Right.
You know, these regional governance structures, they all get together. They have these meetings with intentions of basically achieving all of the same thing across the board. And, you know, that's why you see all these different states suddenly saying all the same things when the Democrat governors are all attending these regional Council of Governor meetings.
Well, the unfortunately, wall builders... wasn't very helpful. They are amazing subject matter experts, and they had a show titled "Are the Masks, you know, Unconstitutional?"
Right.
And I went, "Oh, this is going to be good," because these guys are the guys. They basically said, "Guys, we're in uncharted territory. The Constitution really doesn't address masks." And I'm thinking, you know what? Actually, yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
The Ninth Amendment says you can't force somebody to wear a mask. Oh, wait, it doesn't actually say that. No, it doesn't. By no means is this list of Bill of Rights conclusive, right? Parental rights, the right to have, not to have your child sitting on the lap of a transvestite in a public library having a story of homosexuality read to your child, or your teenage 13-year-old daughter being counseled toward having an abortion. All of those things are fundamental God-given rights that don't need to be written down. The Ninth Amendment covers those things.
That's right. And so
the
yeah.
same thing with having some foreign chemical concoction that was developed in a lab to forcibly be injected into your body is clearly covered under the Ninth Amendment.
Right.
It is the fundamental God-given right that wasn't mentioned in all of the other rights.
Right. So let me just read the Ninth Amendment so that everyone has this clear in their mind. Okay. So the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So just, you know, the enumeration, it's the numbered list is what that means.
Right.
And so just because it's not numbered, it's not part of the list, doesn't mean that the government or the state can take authority over that just because it's not listed. All of those rights are retained by the people, not the government. And so, you know, and they knew this because that list would have been impossible to achieve. You know, you can't list everything.
And that's why they almost didn't put in a Bill of Rights at all.
Right, because they were thinking they were going to have to, well, once you got started with one, you're going to have to, you know, right. enumerate them all.
And you can understand their argument, the quandary that they found themselves in.
Right.
Thomas Jefferson said, hey, a half a loaf is better than no loaf of no bread, so right. we'll write as many as we can and get them in there,
right.
which I admire. But I also understand, here we are in the situation where here we are, where we actually have judges, because they're not Christians. They're not ruled by God. They're not ruling under the fear of God. They are godless. They're communists. They're globalists. They're Marxists. And they are making judgment calls. They have no business being in those positions. Because now they are saying what they think should or shouldn't happen. Darn, I just lost what I was just going to say. These judges are making judgment calls.
Strike one.
Darn it. It was good. I'm on a roll. I mean, somebody in the listening audience is tracking with me. Like, I get it. I know where you're going with this. But now I can't.
Well, basically all that you were getting ready to say was that, the rights that are not listed are retained by the people. And so in reference to the fact that it's not specific per se, you can't be forced to wear a mask. It doesn't need to specifically say that, because between the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, and the Ninth Amendment, you can very, very easily triangulate what is legal and what is not legal.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Why things cannot be done. And
what I was going to say, I remember now, it brought us to the point where we are at this crossroad where we are trying to say we are now at the point that they argued against. We are saying that's not covered in the Constitution.
Right.
I mean, even wall builders, I cannot believe they came out of their mouths. Masks are not actually covered.
Well, they're very thorough. I think
they
that
are
if
extremely,
they just
they're
a little,
awesome.
Think I a think little this, bit more about it, you know.
I think they answered a listener letter that they weren't prepared for.
Right.
I mean, because I'm like, what? What are you guys saying? So they right there found themselves in the very same predicament that the founding fathers were arguing against not putting a Bill of Rights in. So somebody couldn't say, well, it doesn't say, actually, in the Constitution, it doesn't say you can't mandate masks. So I guess you can. No.
No, it does say.
The spirit of the, go back to the spirit that it was written in.
Well, and not only that, but the fact that, anybody that's going to mandate a mask had better have a legitimate reason behind it in the first place, which they don't have. Because here we have shown why it's not a legitimate requirement or a mandate or proclamation. Because first of all, United States District Court case against Inslee has already proved that a governor cannot legally make this proclamation and enforce it. So right there, it shows that it's not legal for them to enforce it. And two, is it really a pandemic? We had somebody provide us with some very, very important CDC details today, statistics that are very current, like as in yesterday. And so what the CDC reports is that 5.68 million cases of this, Chinese Communist Party virus, the CCP virus, have actually been confirmed as positive. However,
I mean in the U.S.
In the U.S. Okay. However, only 176,000 deaths have actually occurred. And so when you figure out the actual death rate percentage, that brings it down to 0.03% death rate. Now, if you're actually going to want to call this a pandemic, 0.03, that's not even 1%.
No, it's not. No.
And so it's even less than the standard flu actually causes in a death rate.
Right.
So number one, can they really even claim that a mask requirement is a legitimate requirement at all for something that has 0.03 death rate? No, you can't.
Well, you know what?
And two, I mean, then, of course, we already know that the cloth masks don't prevent the spread of a virus, no matter how you look at it. A virus can travel right through that cloth and through your eyes, through your skin, all of it. So both of those things, one, it's not legitimate as far as a pandemic,
Right.
It doesn't have the death rate to back that at all. And two, the mask does not prevent any kind of virus transmission.
When they stop murdering babies, they can start talking to us about saving lives. They've got nothing to say. They don't have anything to say about their effort to save lives, to muzzle us in the name of saving lives as long as they're murdering babies. Although, you know, hey, maybe to save lives, we could require that every male wears a condom all the time. What do you think?
Well, that's a... That
whenever you leave, whenever you go out in the public, every male has to have a condom on.
Oh, in public.
Well, the Australian police investigate with the... They'll have the police checking everyone. Okay, all right, we'll scratch
so,
that.
Yeah, we'll scratch that. So
I'm trying to think like a communist, like a globalist. I'm trying to think like an absolute utter idiot. I just want to see what it was like. I didn't like it.
I'll have to do something way more drastic to you if you want to be able to do that.
Thanks for pulling me back. Okay, a little scary on the edge of that cliff.
Well, so and then what we were talking about too, and what is very important in making sure that people have this right at the front of their thoughts is this vaccine mandate. We're going to start seeing this come up a lot,
yeah,
because they're really going to start pushing it harder and harder, because that is where they're going to have all their traction, is with a mandatory vaccine. And so here's why. You don't want to ever buy into that and think that you'll need it, because first of all, like I said, the death rate is just, you know, it's so minimal. The other flus have a higher death rate than this stupid CCP virus.
Not only that.
And we've also got, currently there are three very, very great treatments for with this CCP virus. The first one comes from the New York State Medical School, and they've actually had 100% success rate with this treatment. And what they use is the hydrochloroquine combined with zinc, azithromycin, and sulfates. They've had 100% success rate treating all the patients with that. The second one that is an excellent treatment comes from the University of Toronto. And what they have done is they've just combined two antivirals that treat it very successfully. And the first one is called favipiravir. Okay, let me get that. This is a mouthful.
What?
Okay, so this is favipiravir. Okay, it's spelled favipiravir.
My father
like
was a
I
robber.
Said. Yes. It's a mouthful. And they combine that with remdesivir. So those are two antivirals that have worked very effectively against it. And then from the University of Kentucky, we also have the antiparasitic ivermectin that kills this CCP virus in 48 hours flat. So there we have three readily available treatments that every doctor in the nation has full access to. I mean, it's not like you've got to go to the ends of the earth to find this treatment.
Right.
These are readily available. And there's three of them. We don't need a vaccine.
Exactly.
If you have three viable treatments.
You don't. That's the whole point right there. This whole thing's a lie. You do not need, with these three treatments, there's no need for a vaccine.
Right.
But when you see Bill Gates' eyes light up and his little fingers just start wiggling like a Muppet over how excited he is about all of the things that this vaccine will do, it's exactly what they do need. We don't need the vaccine. The globalists need this vaccine.
Yes, they're frothing at the mouth for this vaccine.
They are all multi-billionaires and trillionaires. They will stop at nothing. They got the entire world wealth, governments, everything at their hand.
Well, it's so enticing to them, because this falls right into every goal they've ever wanted to achieve with the international ID, the linking whatever is embedded
global
in your skin
currency.
to being able to buy and sell with, you know, through that currency, and, you know, eliminating the cash system. They've just been dying to get rid of that. And then having all of your health records right imprinted into that vaccine in your arm as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, being able to track you, they've just been dying to be able to track every single person on the planet. And so that all rolled into one is so enticing, they can't even stand it right now.
Well, I was just going to say, we need to close because we're running long. But you brought up some excellent points, excellent research that I want to come back to on the morning commute this week to keep reiterating this, because we do have kind of two different listening audiences.
Right.
Folks that listen to that, and we got a lot of crossover. I'd say half.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure that the folks on the morning commute get this as well. And I would say for this listening audience, there's one very important part of the Constitution that guarantees against forced vaccinations, and that's the Second Amendment.
Yes.
What do you think?
Oh, I totally am for that. That's awesome.
Right.
Well, exactly, because that's just exactly what we said when we were confronted in an Ace Hardware store. We were actually surrounded by people holding boxes of masks.
Like, I almost started grabbing them and just like pulling them out and throwing them on the floor.
But there was a lady that was standing there watching who had her gun on her hip. And it was an open carry. And so we said, no, we refuse to wear them.
This was not an employee.
Right. She was
just another
shopper.
Yep.
And she had a mask on. And so we said, no, we refuse to wear the masks. And they said, well, all you have to do is say you have a health condition and we can let you shop. And we said, no, we're not going to lie. You know, there's nothing wrong with us. We're healthy. And so anyway, we said, well, that's fine. We'll take what we, you know, came here to buy and we'll pay for it outside. And we're not going to wear the masks. It's just not going to happen. And so this lady with this gun on her hip, she follows us out and she says, she takes her mask off and she goes, I just want you to know that I totally support what you guys just did in there. And I said, and she goes, because as you can see, I carry. And I said, yes, we noticed that. And we thought it was a little bit contradictory. And she goes, oh, really? How so? And I said, well, one thing says you're free. The other thing says you're a slave. And she just goes, oh, right.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, she just stared.
Yeah, she kind of.
She was trying to process that.
Yep. So, yes, the Second Amendment works great for that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I told most, yeah, I do have a health condition. I'm healthy, and I was born this way.
Yeah.
And you're not going to discriminate me because I was born this way, are you?
Lady Gaga could chew on that for a while.
Yeah. Man. So, all right, well, yeah, thank you for the insight. Much appreciated. And thank you all for being with us here for another episode of Radio Free Redoubt. So just God bless all of you guys. And
yes, and everyone, blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful night.
Yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. For the morning commute. And Lady Liberty's not going to say anything else.
No, you're waiting for me to say something.
I'm teasing. All right. No, I usually I would just point at you, right?
Okay, or
just
so say, coming from the wife of the voice of the American Redoubt.
Well, no, Radio Free Redoubt is the voice of the American Redoubt, no matter who's behind the microphone.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your Lady Liberty. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, right?
Lady Liberty Schmidt.
That sounds like a insurance commercial. All right, we're going to sign off, guys. All right, God bless you. Stay safe. Keep your powder dry and keep us in your prayers, and we'll do the same, and we'll see you this week on the air. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name, too. Good night.